morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is October the 28th, 2021. Well, this week, for our final devotion of the week, I want to discuss Psalm 59:10. And Psalm 59:10 says, "The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon my enemies." And what I really want to talk about is just David's knowledge of God being the God of my mercy. David shares that fact that God is the God of his mercy. And what we know about David is that David was a man who depended on God. He was a man after God's own heart. And in this psalm, after he discusses those who are seeking his life, he goes on to say this, "I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and my refuge in the day of my trouble." Verse 17 says, "Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy." What I want us to focus on this morning is how much that David depended upon God. David had a knowledge of God, and his knowledge of God enabled him to trust in the Lord. We would do well to learn the same lesson as David. We should learn of God in his word, then learn how to trust him. So what is the knowledge of God that caused David to trust him? He knew the power of God, so he knew that God could rescue him in any situation. He knew of the mercy of God, therefore he didn't need to worry about whether he was worthy enough to call upon the name of the Lord. He knew he wasn't worthy. He deserved God's wrath, but in God's love, he rescued David. David also knew of God's strength. His knowledge of God's strength enabled him to trust in God as his defense. What we realize is this, that the more you know of God, the more that you will be able to trust and depend upon him. So today, what do you know of God? Which of the glorious attributes of God are you going to depend upon? Remember, your faith cannot be any larger than your knowledge of who God is. If you don't trust that God is bigger than your problem, you won't be able to trust him to overcome it. And so as we think about this phrase, the God of my mercy, what did Spurgeon have to say about that? Listen to this. "God, who is the giver and fountain of all the undeserved goodness I have received, will go before me and lead my way as I march onward. He will meet me in my time of need. Not alone shall I have to confront my foes, but he whose goodness I have long tried and proved will greatly clear my way and be my faithful protector. How frequently have we met with preventing mercy, the supply prepared before the need occurred, the refuge built before the danger arose." You know, that's something that we don't think about when it comes to the mercy of God, that preventing mercy, that God is preventing difficulties before we arrive at them, that God is preparing the need before we have the need. God is preparing a refuge before the danger comes. I mean, we don't really even comprehend how merciful God is and how much he is working on our behalf, even in ways that we don't know and before we need his mercy. But anyway, David depended on the mercy of God. He trusted in the Lord with all his life. Throughout his life, David walked with the Lord. As we look at his life, we realize that throughout his life, he continued to trust God at all times. So let's pray that will be the testimony of our lives too. Let's keep trusting the Lord so that we will know that God is the God of our mercy too. Let's pray. Lord, today, thank you for the word. Thank you for giving us an understanding of who you are. Lord, I pray that you would encourage your people to know you and to know your attributes. Lord, I pray that your people would learn to be as confident in you as was David. I also pray that your people would always trust you to be able to say, as David said, the God of my mercy. Thank you for loving us. We thank you for your mercy and grace. And we know that it's because of Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. I hope you enjoyed having Reese as a guest on our morning devotion to finish out the week. You have a good weekend. And until Monday, this was Brother Mark signing off.